Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
All right, 8:18 now on this Friday morning, January 17th. Cold weather coming next week. Really bitter cold, maybe snow. They'll know more as the weekend progresses. Jeff, one final word about fire safety, and that is whenever anything like this happens, when you find yourself doing something that you don't normally do, stop and ask yourself, is this safe? And I think that applies to generators after hurricane season or any heating source during a cold snap. If you don't normally do it, before you do it, ask yourself, is this safe? Jeff Dorson joins us now, Executive Director of Louisiana Humane Society. How you doing, Jeff?
Hey, Tommy, thanks again. You and I talk a couple times a year. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you, sir. I appreciate your efforts. Tell me about some of the things people need to be aware of if they own pets, and not just cats and dogs, and keeping them safe and comfortable during the cold snap.
Yeah, and livestock, too. Thanks for thinking of them. You know, it's common sense. If you go outside and you're cold, guess what? So is your pet or large animal. And so please be mindful of them. The way you can help is just be empathetic. Put yourself in their position just for a few minutes. Who wants to be tied to a tree in the freezing weather? And yet, sure enough, we get lots of those calls, Tommy. I'm not quite sure what people are thinking, that somehow you're inside safe and warm watching TV and your dog is outside shivering. So let's please be mindful, considerate, compassionate. Bring your animals inside. Or if you can't really do that, make a nice warm bedding with straw, blankets in your shed or garage.
You know, so many times you'll hear a dog barking outside when it's just freezing cold and it goes on for hours and hours and hours and hours, and the dog is barking for a reason. I don't know how pet owners can do that. Is there anything that people, neighbors can do if they hear that?
Of course, it's definitely a law, a statute in Louisiana. You have to provide proper shelter. So, unfortunately, it's kind of a tricky situation. Even a plastic carrier, which I really don't like, can be constituted as a shelter. So, you go ahead, call sheriff, police, or animal control. Let them do a welfare check, see if the animal is suffering from frostbite or hypothermia. But don't even go that far. Just bring your pets in. You won't get police knocking on your door at 2 a.m. So, let's all be kind and mindful. That's the key thing. Bring your pets inside. There's no other real good choice. Leaving them outside in the freeze is not going to do the trick. And Tommy, you and I both know it costs money and time to own a pet. If you're short of either one, maybe move on. Stuffed animals are okay.
Yeah, I think I wanted to talk to you about that too, Jeff, but I think you make a good point in that. I'm getting ready to start up with another dog. It took a long time after I lost Betsy. But it's a commitment that I wanted to make sure that I was ready to make. And just talk about, if you will, a commitment that people need to realize that they need to make, and when it comes to getting a pet and what all is involved. And it's not just about, you know, throwing some food out, some scraps every now and then.
No, you're absolutely right. You better budget at least $1,000 per animal. Why? Premium food, not cheap food, because that will just cause lots of problems. So premium food, vaccinations, you got to get them fixed, annual checkups, heartworm prevention, flea prevention. So it all adds up. And vet costs have gone up dramatically. So $1,000 per dog or cat. Iguanas and exotics, they require annuals, and their cages are specific. Their diet is specific. So please, Google and do your research before getting an animal and look at your budget. You got to factor in all the things. Plus, an emergency, there's a couple hundred dollars if your animal comes down with a illness. So thank you for looking at your own time and money, Tommy, and your own emotional state before you make a decision. It's 10 to 15 years of your time. So please factor everything in.
What about strays, Jeff, and what people can do, should do? I know somebody, a friend of mine, she's very active, proactive when it comes to dealing with feral cats and getting them fixed or spayed, neutered, whatever it is, at her expense to try to fix the problem. Feral cats can be a big problem, dogs, et cetera. Thoughts?
Well, yeah, strays in our state is at an all-time high. We don't have enough resources or shelters, Tommy, especially in the northern part of our state. More than 30 parishes don't have public shelters. So imagine what happens if somebody has a litter of 8 puppies because the vet is too high to get it fixed. They dump them in the woods. We're getting calls and pictures that I've never seen before in my 37 years of doing this. We're contacting elected officials to please, can you now budget money for construction of new shelters? We're launching a 10-year program because we think it's going to take a decade to get this under control. But yeah, strays need to be picked up, places to go. So that means make your home available, join a rescue, volunteer. Participation and volunteering is going to get us out of this fix, out of this mess.
And anything people can do to help with the shelters, volunteers, donations?
All that. And if you have a special skill, whether it's finance or law, please use it. We need more people with to help us on some of these more difficult things. And when you start a rescue group or a humane society, you'll need skilled people on your team. So we're actually forming a big base of volunteers to help. We want to encourage more people to start their own groups, but it's tricky. It takes a lot of time and money and a vision. But if you're one of those people, we want to help you start your own group, because that's part of our 10-year plan. Build more shelters, start new groups, and promote spay and neuter.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate your time. Jeff Dorson, Executive Director of Louisiana Humane Society. I'm going to tell you about Rocky the canine that was shot in Houston and how he's doing when we come back. And then Jefferson Parish, unfortunately, lost a canine member. Macho, I think, was his name. Earlier this week during a warrant and helping out the U.S. Marshals. 825, traffic now, WWL.